You're listening to Ann Arbor's 107.1 and Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. Welcoming a first-time visitor, and I think it's because it's his first solo trip. Van William is here. Welcome, Van.
Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be here in my dad's home state of Michigan.
Your dad is from Michigan?
Kalamazoo.
No way.
Yeah.
I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
Oh, yeah. And there you go.
I don't, actually. It's a song. You probably know that.
I do.
So, Van, this is your first solo outing, right? I was reading a bit of your bio, and you've got, we're calling you Van William as opposed to your real last name, which is Pierzolowski, right?
Yeah, Pierzolowski.
It's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. 13 letters. It took me until about third grade to learn how to spell it, so I can't really expect the general public to have to deal with that. They have enough things on their mind, enough things on their plate, so I decided to keep it with my middle name.
All right, that makes sense. We'll talk a little bit about your music history and where you came from, because it seemed like, for me, you came out of nowhere, but I was wrong. We'll talk about that, though, after you sing a song. What would you like to start with?
I'm going to play a song called Revolution.
We know this one. We play this quite a bit, actually.
Nice.
Van William in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1. One of the catchiest songs of the year. We've been playing that for a while. Van Williams and Revolution on Ann Arbor's 107.1 in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. Is that song personally or politically motivated? Because when I hear Revolution, I think, you know, well, it's kind of time for that kind of song, isn't it, right?
Yeah,
now?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's one of these weird things that happens in life where it started as one thing and became another. Because when I wrote the song, it was before the election and before things started to feel more tense in the country. And I had just suffered this enormous heartbreak. So at first, it was 100%. A personal song about how you know, me and my partner, and it could apply to so many people that I know. We agree on a lot of the big problems, but couldn't agree on how to deal with the problems. Mm-hmm. And one person wanted, you know, a revolution, meaning, you know, seeing other people or, you know, moving out or whatever. And the other person was like, no, we can therapy through this. And then throughout the course of the election, it reminded me so much of things that were happening even in the primaries, of, you know, so many people seeing what needs to be done and sharing similar goals, but disagreeing a lot on the means. And then after the election, just the tagline about revolution definitely carried a bit more weight to me. So, well, yeah, it's changed.
Yeah. Well done, though. Very catchy. It was one of those songs you hear it the first time, like, I really like that. Who is this guy? Because I didn't know you. I didn't. Yeah. First of all, you changed your name.
Even if I had known you.
If I had followed Port O'Brien or Waters, it would have been still like, Van William, who's that? But I suppose that's probably what led the indie cred to get First Aid Kit to join you on that song. Because if you were just this new guy, how would you get this pretty well-known act to join you on the song? How did that work out for you? How did those ladies join
you? Yeah, I've known them for a long time. They their first tour ever was opening for my old band, Port O'Brien, in Europe. When they were, you know, really young, and I was a baby too. And we kind of lost touch after a while just because they live in Stockholm and I live in California. But then I ran into them at a party in L.A. about a year and a half ago at my friend's house, and we just hit it off again, and very accelerated become – and now they're, you know, two probably my best friends.
Oh, nice.
And as soon as I wrote this song, even before we reconnected, I heard it, and I was like, this is a duet, for one. And the only people that I – could imagine us singing on is Claire and Joanna from First Aid Kit. And but I didn't ask them until I reconnected, and I did. I was super so nervous. I was like, oh God, you know, is this too big of an ask, you know? And they responded immediately. And they said, please, can we please sing this as a duet? And I was, of course, so excited. And they came in and cut it the next couple of days in L.A.
Good combo. I really like the way that sounds. Mm-hmm. So I got the pleasure of hearing the EP a couple of weeks ago, actually a few days before it was released to the public, which is one of the benefits of being in radio. And I spent some time with it before I got to talk to you today. And everything on it has good hooks, and it's really catchy, which for me is perfect because I love that kind of stuff. It's really well-done stuff. So what song would you like to do from this Revolution EP to give people another example if they haven't heard the whole thing? What other song would you like to do?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to do a song called Cosmic Sign.
All right, this is Van William in Studio A2, brought to you by Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Just a boy looking for some peace of mind. Just need a sec to catch my breath. Still a fool reaching for a cosmic sign, something to make sense of this mess. But I fell asleep against the window, dreaming about Alaska. And I woke up as the sun went down over Omaha, Nebraska. And I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I've been. Just a boy living off this borrowed time. Just give me a sec to catch my breath. Still a fool, searching for a cosmic sign, something to make sense of this mess. But I drink too much in Tucson, and I smoke too much in Denver. I slept beneath the northern lights, and I never felt better. And I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I've been. Thank you.
Texas to Louisiana, and I chased a girl I barely knew all the way to Atlanta. I've seen a million people scream and shout about the end, but I don't know where I'm going. I know where I've been. Just a boy looking for some peace of mind. Just give me a sec to catch my breath. Still a fool reaching for a cosmic sign, something to make sense of this mess.
It's called Cosmic Sign, Van William in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. A demo of that appears on the Revolution EP, which leads me to think it's going to be on the forthcoming album in a fully produced form. Is this correct?
Exactly, exactly.
Tell me about the fully produced album that is coming out. What's going to be different about that?
Very excited about it. A big chunk of these songs are going to be on it. I recorded it with my very best friends in the world up in this very small town in Northern California called Stinson Beach, above San Francisco. And I was just getting through this heartbreak and stuff, and this record became my lifeline, my therapy. And I just needed it to be my best friend. So I have Griff from the band Dawes playing drums.
They've been here before.
Oh, nice. And Chris and Tam, and then to have Claire and Joanna on it as well, it really became this like communal coming together to make sure Van survives through these personal cataclysms.
Now, having sampled a little bit of Waters, which I believe is still an active project, at least according to Wikipedia it is, this is a totally new sound to me as I compare the two things. What made you change, like jumping from, I guess would be indie rock to something a little bit more, say commercial, if that's not offensive to you?
No, not at all. Waters, for me, you know, my first band, Port O'Brien, I would say shares a lot of similarities sonically to what I'm doing now with Van William. And Waters, to me, was always this sort of this pop project. It's a bigger sound. It's like more of a pop rock kind of thing.
Okay.
And there's a certain part of my brain that is in that lane. You know, I grew up on, I'm a child of the 90s, so yeah. I grew up listening to the Smashing Pumpkins and Green Day and all this stuff. But my roots, when I pick up a guitar in my bedroom, have always been more in this acoustic kind of folky thing. You know, Neil Young, like early 70s Neil Young for me is my, you know, when we were making the record, I hung up a picture, the album cover of On the Beach as just kind of a spirit guide. So that he's kind of my main inspiration in a lot of ways. So it's more in line with that sort of inspiration than it was my childhood 90s experience.
Sure. Yeah. Your bio actually drops Fugazi and Plastic Ono Band into the mix.
Yeah.
I don't hear Waiting Room or any of Ono's singing. Because that's good, actually. Thanks for not singing like Yoko. I appreciate that.
No, but I do think that on the record there are hopefully some moments of that rawness.
Okay.
Something I loved about the Plastic Ono Band record is just how it's basically a punk rock record before punk rock.
True.
And I've at its core, I think I've always kind of identified it with punk rock music, and so I hope that there's this. I mean, the songs are drenched in, you know, hooks and melodies and acoustic guitars and shimmering tambourines, but hopefully there's some of that punk rawness as well.
Well, from what I've heard, this is going to do really well, at least if it were up to me. Would you like to do a third song?
Or let's do it.
All right, this is from the Revolution EP, or is this from the album that's coming out?
This will be from the EP as well. Keep it EP. Yeah, this song's called Never Had Enough of You, which is usually electric, and this one was really fun to record with, like, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young harmonies and stuff like that. So
cool.
This is a more stripped-down version.
All right, Van Williams in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
You never had enough food. heart, babe. Just staring at the ceiling now. The fog rolls in. Each night I can feel it in my head. You're all I am. Yet I never had enough food in my life.
Called Never Had Enough of You, brand new music from Van William in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. Find more about Van William at vanwilliammusic.com. Thank God he put the music on there, because there's a lot of folks who use a similar. There's Van William, there's Van Williams, there's a lot of things that are close.
Yeah.
But vanwilliammusic.com will make you easily find this EP, which I highly recommend. 4th of July, which you didn't play, extremely catchy, easy pick for the next single in my eyes. Mm. I imagine it's harder to do acoustically because it's a little bit more it's a little bit more involved.
Yeah. There's a lot going on 4th of July.
There is a lot going
on. Save that one for your at-home listening.
And I'm glad you also didn't use, not that there's anything wrong with your last name, but it is hard to spell, so that makes searching for you even harder. Than
exactly.
Przelowski or however. If
that's actually really good pronunciation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult of a name.
I figure the people around in Michigan might have a better idea of how to pronounce it. There's a lot more Polish people out here than California. So.
And I'm stuck with Bomarito. Most people can say that because it kind of looks like it's spelled, but it's a good long Italian.
I like that.
Yes. Well, great to meet you. Good luck. And I think this is a good start to the solo thing. And I assume that Waters will continue when you are done having fun with solo music.
I don't know. We'll see, man. This feels like the rest of my life, to be honest. Van William. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. Yeah. We'll return to the Acoustic Brunch in just a couple of minutes on 107.1.